Hello and welcome to Freedom Trainer Radio, the podcast where we talk about all the tips, tricks, and strategies you can use to build your six-figure fitness business. My name is AJ Rivera, and today we're going to talk all about my top five predictions when it comes to fitness business marketing heading into late 2017, early 2018. Let's get going.
Welcome to Freedom Trainer Radio, the podcast where we interview top-level fitness entrepreneurs from all over the world. Here's your host, AJ Rivera.
All right, so we're going to talk all about the top five predictions I have. I have a lot, but these are kind of the ones I think we need to pay attention to in terms of maintaining and growing your fitness business in the rest of the year and heading into 2018. So one of the first things we're going to start seeing, and we've already started seeing, is the cost per lead and application are actually going to increase. Now, this has been happening over the past year, and we're going to see it increase even more and more as we head into the late 2017. I actually believe if the bubble doesn't burst, we're going to reach a point where social media marketing, like Facebook advertising, YouTube, etc., are going to be so expensive that small business owners won't be able to afford it in like 3 years. A few years. Now, right now, it's still affordable, very, very affordable, and it's one of the most, if not the most effective way to market your fitness business is using social media advertising. I think what we're going to see is just that the prices are going to keep creeping up. So if you're not charging enough for your program, or you're trying to do some of these lead loss style funnels that are offering, you know, 21 days for $21, 10 days for $10. Like, these are things that were done like 5 to 10 years ago. If you're still trying to do that using social media marketing, I think what you're going to end up seeing is that it's so expensive that it's not even worth the money. I actually saw this over 2 years ago, just in my location. It was like 3 or 4 years ago, actually, where I was running like a loss leader to try to sell people into a low ticket retainer. And it wasn't profitable quickly enough. It ended up only netting me a couple hundred bucks every month, which would have led to having to take me like years and years before the business was actually profitable. So I think you're going to keep seeing the price increase for social media marketing. And if you're not charging high end prices, people might actually go out of business. I think we're already seeing that. We're gonna have people say things like, you know, Facebook advertising, YouTube advertising, email marketing doesn't work. When really it does, it's a fundamental problem in your business, which is either you have no retention strategy or you're charging too little, which, you know, more often than not seems to be the problem. Okay. The number two prediction I think we're going to be seeing into 2017 is we're going to see, instead of people running these funnels where they just kind of try to capture their information and sell them right away, now that still works, but I think you're going to start seeing a lot more people create a lot of content and create a longer funnel, basically, where instead of people just saying, hey, you want fitness? Here's fitness. You're going to actually have to start by honing in on who exactly is in your marketing and remarketing to them and continuing to narrow your focus so that you're actually getting the attention of people interested in your product, because there's so many other local advertisers that if you don't do that, you either won't get seen or your applications and leads are going to be so expensive. And for those of you who don't know, when I talk about applications, I mean people actually filling out a form to apply to work with you. And when I talk about leads, I talk about like an email and a name. So an application is almost always a consultation results in that, where a lead is just straight up their email. So I think we're going to see people who are thriving and growing in their fitness business in 2017 have those longer funnels that actually have a little bit more strategy and intention to it. No longer can you just throw something up that says, you know, big opportunity and click here to apply and that's it, right? You're going to have to actually, people are becoming desensitized to it. So you're going to have to market using some real intention. So that's number two. Number three, I think what we're going to start seeing a lot, and what we've actually started teaching a lot of our students, is the idea of having a high ticket retainer, right? A lot of people, like myself, don't like selling the low ticket training because low ticket sucks. It attracts a certain type of client that we don't necessarily always want to work with. They usually end up being more work and less profitable. You need a bigger team to make them profitable. It's just a lot of steps involved when it comes to low ticket retainers. Now, the counter to that has been to sell high-end programs, but a lot of people maybe didn't build a retainer strategy in there. And so I think what we're going to see is a lot of people start selling a high-ticket retainer style model into their business, whether they add it as a continuity after their like 12-week program or they just sell it straight away. I've also noticed a lot of people starting to sell it as like a 12-month deal, and I think that would work really well. I think we're going to see people start shifting to it, at, even if it's just a secondary offer, just to create some form of recurring revenue in their business so that they have something that's predictable. I still don't think it'll be significant enough to necessarily build a massive business. I mean, it depends, right? So if you charge enough for the high ticket retainer, you get kind of the best of both worlds. You get recurring revenue, but you still get to charge a premium price. I think the big things that are going to maybe deter people from this are people who can't deliver on their promise, right? People who can't deliver on what they say their program's going to do are going to start seeing a crazy high churn rate. So if you can really over deliver on your programs, a high ticket retainer might work for you, and I can see it replacing a lot of gym sort of models, or at least maybe, you know, after you sell them a 12-week program, you sell them into a high ticket retainer. And that's something I teach my students. I'm preaching it day in and day out. So that's the third prediction. Prediction number four, YouTube ads will start to be used by fitness business owners and local businesses. Now, right now, you're seeing a lot of the big names in online business, online marketing start to use YouTube ads. I know several friends who are multi seven-figure earners when it comes online who are saying that YouTube ads is turning them a better profit than Facebook advertising right now. I think we're going to see a resurgence. I don't know how long it'll last. I don't think it'll last as long as the Facebook ad boom, where everybody's going to start switching over to YouTube ads and, you know, calling themselves a YouTube ad expert and saying they're an absolute wizard at doing this. I think that's good news and bad news. The good news is it's going to be another traffic source for you. I don't think Facebook's going to go away for a while. It's just going to become more expensive, and you might want to find another traffic source. I think YouTube will be that traffic source that will work. It's already working for a lot of people right now. I think the good news with this is people can't really hide behind a screen when you're running a YouTube ad. YouTube ad is a video of you interacting and talking to your target market. So if you don't have stage presence or camera presence or anybody who can in your organization who has that, it's going to weed out the people who are maybe less authentic about what they're doing, which I think is great. But it's also going to be a new sort of language for people to learn, and you're going to see people start trying to maybe even take acting classes. I won't be surprised if there's courses on this. I know there's already some on how to be good on camera, how to talk better, how to not say as much and like I do. But I think the YouTube ads are going to be the next thing to kind of crank up our marketing in terms of traffic. For the people who don't have a direct strategy on how to do this, they're going to end up throwing their money down an endless pit. And YouTube ads control you pretty hard if you don't know what you're doing. Like they will, if you make the mistake of not targeting a certain area, they'll just spend all your money in 1 minute. So make sure you have some strategy when you're doing it. I would recommend, you know, either buying a course on it. I know there's a lot of people who are experts at that. You know, if you're our students now, we have an academy training on how to set up YouTube ads. I would highly, highly recommend it, because it's going to save you potentially hundreds to thousands of dollars you would have otherwise wasted on inauthentic or ineffective and inauthentic, I guess, strategy. So making sure you're using those is going to really help you out. So anyway, that's a prediction. I think you should use it now. If you're not, I think you're going to start seeing everybody saying you pretty much need it in your business within the next 12 months. Because of the amount of crowding on Facebook advertising. Barrier to entry is just too low. All right, and prediction number five, and this is the last one. I think we're gonna see a lot of people jump into the I'm gonna be an online personal trainer pool. While that's awesome and fine, and I think if you wanna be an online personal trainer, you definitely can. I think the motivation is going to, actually, I know the motivation determines whether or not you're successful when it comes to being an online trainer. Oftentimes people join because they think it's easier, because they think they can make money while they sleep. It's almost coming out of a place of laziness. They don't want to work as hard. And that's totally fine, but you have to actually care about your customer. If you don't care about your client, if the reason you're going into online is because you want to be able to, quote unquote, make money while you sleep, like, that can be one of the reasons, but if it's the only reason, you're going to have a hard time getting people to buy from you. They can just feel that vibe. I know that sounds super hippie and woo-woo, but if you want to look at it from a very analytical point of view, your body language and your tone is most of what people see from you. And if you're carrying yourself in a desperate or needy or greedy way, people can tell, and they do not want to do business with online trainers who are just using them to make money. So I think you're gonna see a lot of people try, and I hope they don't like freak out if it's harder than they thought. If they have a strategy, I think they'll be fine. I think if they just jump into it because they think it's gonna be easier, they're gonna find themselves sorely disappointed and maybe even jumping out of the industry. So the prediction is that I'm going to see a lot of people going to online. Unfortunately, I think we're going to see people doing it for the right reasons, because technology is more accessible. Technology is less expensive than it's ever been. Things like Facebook ads and YouTube ads are now accessible by, you know, anybody who has a couple $100, right? But the people who don't have strategies and the people who jump into it with the wrong motivation, I think are going to flop on their face, unfortunately. And maybe it's not unfortunate. If you don't care about your customer, you don't really deserve to be in business, in my book. I don't think you should be profitable if you don't care about who you're working with and you don't offer any sort of actual value and you're just viewing them as dollar signs. So yeah, so those are my five predictions for the next 6 months to a year. I think costs are going to increase. I think we're going to see people start using more intelligent funnels. I know at least my students are. You're going to see people start using high-ticket retainers. Again, my students are going to all be doing this. YouTube advertising is going to start being used by local fitness businesses. Again, my students are all going to be using this. And the last one is a lot of people are going to be jumping into the online training world and trying it. And will they be successful or not? I think the ones who have strategy and maybe a coach or a course that can work and help them, sort of give them a little bit of direction, I think will work wonderfully. I think the ones who are in it because they are lazy or whatever are gonna have a hard time. So those are my five strategies. I'd love to know if you agree or disagree with them also. I'm all for different opinions. So if you guys like this episode, please leave us a positive review, subscribe to the show. If you hated it, don't tell anybody. Just be quiet, all right? I will see you guys tomorrow. And this has been Freedom Trainer Radio. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to Freedom Trainer Radio with your host, AJ Rivera. We'll catch you next time.